Now, WGN Radio's daily conversation about the life of business and the business of life. This is The Opening Bell with Steve Grzanich on 720 WGN.
Good morning again, everyone. Welcome back to the program. Thanks for being here with us on our Wednesday edition of The Opening Bell. Our focus turning now to preserving Chicago's architectural integrity. And joining us this morning is the CEO of Klein and Hoffman, John Boyd, to talk more about this. John, good morning. Welcome to The Opening Bell.
Good morning, Steve. Nice to be with you.
And congratulations, too, on 65 years, 65th anniversary. Wonderful celebration, I hear.
Yeah, we've had an interesting run over the last 65 years. I haven't been there that long, but it's been a great tradition. But one of the things that we see in the architecture business, and especially what we do in the preservation and rehabilitation business, is you have to keep evolving, and that's been the really exciting thing over the last decade or so.
Klein and Hoffman, wonderful architectural firm, structural engineers on hand, inspectors. You are sort of one-stop shopping in this area. Also, one of Crane's top 100 places to work in Chicago. What's the secret to your success?
Well, you know, it was really humbling to be considered in the top 100 with Cranes, and interestingly enough, even more than that, a top 10 place for boomers. And when I heard them tell me that, I was a little bit taken back. I said, is that a good thing or a bad thing? Because I'm one of the boomers. But what I find is, you know, as a boomer, it's a great place to work because we get to work with these young people that are so enthusiastic about the work they do, and they want to save the planet. And, you know, we have a lot of millennials. We have a very varied workforce, and, you know, it just keeps the place fun.
Is this, we're talking about preserving sort of the architectural integrity of the city and some of the great buildings that are here. Is that, I don't want to call it a trend, but is that what's happening now in your business, where instead of coming in and removing buildings and just starting something fresh, that the trend is to maintain some of these older buildings and maybe rebuild them for the future?
Absolutely. In fact, that's where a lot of our focus is. We've been in the preservation market for a long time, starting back as early as the 80s, and we've worked on a number of really high-profile buildings in the city. I've had a long relationship with the Board of Trade Building. We've got over 30 years with the Shedd Aquarium Complex. More recently, we're working on the Union Station Complex and the renovation that's going on over there. And currently even on the Tribune Tower there. So, I mean, it's you know, when you talk about historic structures, that's one avenue. But preserving other buildings, in the earlier segment you talked about sustainability, and that's one of the things, the buzzwords in architecture these days, and one of the most sustainable ways to keep architecture moving forward is to reinvent old buildings. And we have a lot of our energies tied in that space, where we help design architects put new skins on buildings, maybe new exterior walls, and there's a lot of other things that are exciting in the architecture and engineering space moving forward that we think is really pointing in a new way that the millennial speaking and the younger people are really looking at it.
John, is that something driven by the client? Does the client say, we want to preserve this building? Or is this something that you put forward to the client and say, you know what, I think we can change this building and update it and keep some of its historic nature? Or is it a co-working sort of thing?
It's really both. I mean, a lot of our clients really have a passion for the buildings that they have and want to maintain a landmark. But other buildings that you don't really consider landmarks are very good, meaningful resources, and savvy owners, savvy business developers can look at a property like that and know that they can transform it into something new. One of the buzzwords we use a lot is adaptive reuse and repositioning of buildings, where you might take an old factory building and turn it into a commercial space or into a residential space. And that's been very common for a number of years in the city. And we see it being a really busy marketplace into the future. And, you know, as an architectural and engineering firm, we're somewhat unique in that we don't really do new design from the ground up. We really champion being in the space that we are with existing buildings predominantly.
Whenever I drive across the city, around the city, I always look at the skyline, and it always takes my breath away. We live in one of the most beautiful cities in the country, if not the world. When you look at the skyline, what do you see in Chicago?
Potential. Very simply put, potential. There's a lot of beautiful buildings in the city. But as buildings age, they're exposed to a lot of harsh weather. You know, buildings are much like the human body. You got to keep up with it. You got to take your medicine now and then. There's a lot of buildings that can be under maintained, and those can be challenges. I think there's a lot of good stock in the city that can really be saved and made better. And interestingly enough, you know, in the city, you see a lot of tower cranes, you see a lot of new construction going on. But in fact, many of the buildings that we focus on in our practice in doing problem solving, unfortunately, is with buildings that are really not that old that have problems. And so what we have tried to do in our practice also is to take that experience and help design architects make better decisions in brand new buildings.
We in that first segment you referenced, we were talking about the future, and it seems in whether you look at television or movies, whenever they show a city in the future, it's always sort of the same sort of shiny, nondescript, futuristic type buildings. I get the feeling that at least here in Chicago, that's not going to be the case, that we're always going to have that sort of that character of our downtown. How do you view the future of buildings and the future of cities in that regard?
Well, there's no question that, you know, cities are going to evolve over time, but I would find it a shame if we lose the kind of heritage we have in the city of Chicago. You know, the architects that created and championed the buildings in the city, whether it was Burnham or the Halliburton Root and all of the famous architects, Sullivan to Wright, and even the more modern architects, if you look at the Getches and the VOAs and the SOMs that create these wonderful buildings, you know, they're archetypes and they're beautiful, they're a symbol of the city, and I think it would be a real shame to lose them. And I think there's a sense in most cities that you're going to save that type of architecture.
You mentioned earlier that your place is a good place for boomers to work. I know millennials, attracting millennials into the business is a big priority and in some cases a challenge. How are you doing that, and where do you look for the next generation of engineers and architects at Klein Hoffman?
Well, you know, it's interesting. We just simply look for the best candidates, and we find, obviously, in the architecture business specifically, it's a lean market. The architecture schools don't graduate as many young architects as they used to, and it is a challenge. But what we find is that the way the millennials are thinking today is very different than the way I did, for instance, when I got out of architecture school. They tend to be more idealistic. They do things differently. They think differently. But that's a real plus, I believe, in our practice. And we've had to reinvent our culture within the firm in order to deal with those sorts of issues. They may not work a classic 7-to-5 kind of day that we did. But they time shift, and getting used to that for somebody like myself is a bit of a challenge. But, you know, I'll see that one of my young engineers or architects will send me an email of a report that's been finished, and it's 11 o'clock at night. You know, it's just a different way of thinking, and we champion that. We support that, and it's just a matter of, you know, some of us old geezers having to think differently and embrace that kind of thing. And the other part is, you know, really championing a work-life balance. I know in my early career, we didn't have that nearly as much, and I think it's important.
I know you're still celebrating the current 65th anniversary, but have you had an opportunity to think about the next 65 years and what you, maybe at least the next 10 years or the 20 years coming, how you would like to see your firm interacting with the city of Chicago?
We've actually been very involved interacting with the city, especially in the building department. A number of our employees and leaders are involved with the new code changes that are in process. In fact, right now, over the next several months, there's a major push in revising and modernizing the Chicago Building Code. We're very much involved in that. I myself have been very much involved in the safety inspections and working with the City of Chicago Department of Buildings and the development of facade inspection ordinances for safety reasons and things like that. So we've had a very close relationship with the city for a number of years.
Well, it's wonderful talking to you, and thank you, John, for being on the program this morning. Please come back and spend some more time with us and talk more about buildings with us.
Absolutely. Love to do it. Thanks, right. Steve.
John Boyd, the CEO of Klein & Hoffman in Chicago. You can find them online at kleinandhoffman.com and even follow them on Twitter at Klein & Hoffman.